This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. There is an app on Madison Waldron's phone.
I put in my 4-digit PIN code right here.
It looks a little like a fitness tracker.
Okay, here we go in April.
She thumbs through a list of upcoming doctor's appointments.
April 4th, 2019.
This is part of how Waldron participates in the LIGHT study at the University of Miami. LIGHT stands for Leading Innovation for Transgender Women's Health and Empowerment. The estimates for HIV rates among transgender women are extremely high. And according to researcher Dr. Alan Rodriguez,
the fact is that this population has been understudied, it's not really understood, and this is what the study is being done.
Miami is one of a half dozen cities across the country participating in this federally funded study. By collecting data on the lives of transgender women who are HIV negative, researcher Dr. Andrew Warzyniak hopes the team can identify strategies to protect trans women's health.
We can't necessarily ask for policy change if you don't have the data behind it.
Over the next 2 years, they'll use that smartphone app to pepper Waldron and other research subjects with survey questions.
How many hours a week do you work? We do ask, what's your income? We ask, do you have friends to turn to just hang out with on the weekend? But then it gets more granular, like, do you have someone you can trust to tell a secret to?
The researchers have a hunch that the more support a woman has, the lower her HIV risk. They'll know more when the answers start coming in. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami. You can find more about the study, including a link to enroll, at WLRN.org.